Let's put on music. Okay, it's time for Marab. Time to just allow a consciousness shift. I'm going to be talking a little bit. That's what I do during Marab, but not much. It's time to take a deep breath and, wow, feel into everything that's going on. You got this coronavirus. It's a big distraction. It's disrupting a lot of things, but it's really a big distraction from the other things going on the planet. I mean, it's real. It's about the economy. Has everybody all concerned and jumpy? And you got this other thing going on that most people will never realize. At the same time, right now, this Order of the Ark is closing down. Does not need it anymore. There's enough humans on the planet that are really beginning to understand their sovereign relationship with energy, with their own energy. The Order of the Ark's not needed. New ones will be coming to this planet, but there are many new Earths now. They'll be going there also. And as the Order of the Ark ends its business, it's called for all of the interferers to go back. Angelic families are calling back all of their own. Time to come home now. It's not only going to affect the ones who have been lingering around the invisible realms of the planet, it's going to affect the humans that they've been working with. And they're not all sinister either. They're not all trying to wreak havoc on the planet. Some of them are here to learn things for their angelic families. They're being called back, and I'm going to make a... Caldera doesn't want me to say this, but I'm going to make a wild statement here. I put the Palladians in the same category as the interferers. I have nothing good to say about the Palladians. And those who are saying, well, let's all have peace, love, and joy. No, I don't like them. They lie. They cheat. They've interfered with this planet for far too long. They've connived otherwise really good people into channeling them. They're manipulative. They're energy stealers. And there's going to be a lot of these supposed Palladian channelers that just stop channeling. Just suddenly feel there's nothing there. And there's going to be some of them that continue. Must be totally bogus because the Palladians are being called back. And you can tell them I said that. Yes, I am banned from Sedona. I am. And I'm proud of it. You realize I'm the only ascended master that's not allowed to go back to Sedona? For good reason. So all this is happening. They're being called back home. So the planet now could go forth on its own. In its own way, its own people. It can go into this new species of humans without the interference. It can go into a whole new understanding of energy and consciousness without this cloud of alien interference. These next 6 months are going to be very interesting. And again, don't just watch the headlines, but what's underneath the headlines, what's in between, what's on the other pages of the news, if you still have newspapers. Do they exist anymore? Yeah. But just feel into what's going on the planet over these next 6 months, and more important, for you personal, no big decisions. There's a reason for that. You're going from a time now of having to make all those decisions on your own, whether it's about relationships or house or job or kids or direction in your life, and now you don't need to do that. You're going to find that what's really in your heart, what's truly in your heart, not the decisions that are in the mind, but what's truly in your heart starts to manifest in your life. In the past, when you got into your head, you actually messed up a lot of the decisions or the opportunities in your life. Now is a time really to trust. You're trying to think you have to make decisions about everything. Well, that's kind of not being in trust. Now is that time to trust that you, Merlin, the master, you make all these things happen. It's not an outside force. It's actually, as these things happen in your life now, as your real heart desires start taking place, you'll realize it really is you. It was just that part of you that you locked off for a long time. After this 6-month period of not making the big decisions, I think you start to realize that there aren't going to be any very many big decisions you need to make anymore. You're in a whole different flow. You're in a different state of grace, and it's just happening. What's happening is that energy is responding to you, your energy responding to your heart. Not the mind trying to figure everything out and in a state of limitation, but suddenly realize that this is how energy works. It feels into the heart. It feels into the real desires. And then it just happens. The energy serves you. It's brings the right people at the right time, the right opportunity. You don't have to work at it, stress at it. So for the next 6 months, no big decisions, just trust and allow. Watch how things change. It's all kind of a interesting time of convergence with the alien interferers being called back home now, with all this stuff taking place on the planet, with the virus, the coronavirus, with all the changes in technology. Look how everything's kind of converging. Take a deep breath and look at where you are right now. Rising above the noise and the confusion and the chaos. Good deep breath. So, with that, you don't have to worry about the big decisions and just watch then how the energy works in a different way to serve you. With that, I am delighted to, as always, to be with you. Come back to Kona anytime to be here for the Shoud or any other occasion. Let's take a good deep breath as we end this session. And the reminder that all is well in all of creation. Thank you.